Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're going to be talking about networking, stuff to do in the metro with moderately well. Laura, yeah. What happened, kid? What's going on?
I'm going to have to say that I, for the first time in many, many years, gotten the flu last week.
Oh, no. Well, we are all separated, ladies and gentlemen, by an impermeable wall. We're not going to even get close to Ms. Laura.
Like sanitary things will be wiping the microphones off with
absolutely.
After.
And, oh, wow. It's no fun. You know, there's just a lot of folks that have been stricken with something. I know our granddaughter, who's 9, had something. She was out of school for a complete week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, it's been like a week. So I'm not running a fever. I made my way through my son's 9th birthday party.
Very nice.
Taking a lot of DayQuil. My voice is still weird. Everything is weird.
Okay, well.
So.
It's all right.
A little sleepy.
God willing, things will get better.
It will.
All right. So what do we got? What's going on? Let's see. What is going on? Oh, tomorrow, Mary Bontrager was on just a little bit ago. We were talking about the DSM Foundation, this new program. It's a fellowship, DSM Fellowship. It's really an interesting program that's going to be launched this year. But we're on a panel discussion tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
Project-based learning.
Oh. Well,
I don't know.
Are you going to tape it? So
I don't know what we're going to do.
Actually, you know, my older sons, it's interesting that you bring this up because my older sons that are in their 20s, I have a 9-year-old, but I have sons that came up through Des Moines Public Schools. And they were, my oldest son was one of the second class that ever went through the downtown school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a project-based learning philosophy,
mm-hmm.
no homework, mixed grades, individualized learning program. So if you were better in math, you might go with this group. But if you weren't as good in this, then you might be with this group. And everything was built around a project or a theme. And the students all collaborated together on a project. And the parents would come in like every quarter. And all of their learning would be presented around whatever this stuff. So if you were studying Paris, you might talk about how many people live there, and you might do a thing on, you know, like density and how many people per square mile, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then you'd do something on culture and art and language and whatever all around this unit.
Interesting.
And my kids loved it and thrived in it. And I kind of thought it would be like the way of the future.
It didn't go that way.
And then everything went backwards. And I have a 9-year-old now, and it's like, you know, rote memorization, and, you know, everyone needs to be on that.
I got
to
tell you.
I'm like, what happened?
We have, as you know, we have a 9-year-old living with us as well. And she comes home with doing math problem, you know, like
worksheets.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, it's like, what's 27 times 10 or 9 or whatever. And it's the weirdest thing. She puts all these numbers over on the side of something, and where? You know, what are you doing? Why did you just? Anyway,
I don't know.
Those kids these days.
So it'll be interesting to see what the take is on it, because I've thought for a while that being able to apply things make it much more concrete.
Yeah, for me anyway. I don't know. Maybe not everybody learns.
My son's teacher does a lot of projects in class, but that's sort of up to her style.
Sure.
Fortunately, because he does better with that. Anyway, so that's cool.
Networking. What do we got going on?
So we have a lot of our normal stuff at the earlier part of the week. We've mentioned already that every Mondays you can catch the Mondays for Money at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. And we have Million Cups. And there's right after Million Cups, you can head over to Inspired Grounds on Wednesday. Yeah, so we went from Tuesday to Wednesday, sorry. So just some of the normal things that you'll find at dmbizmixer.com. If you go down a little bit further from there, we do have an event that's just once a month, which is on Thursday, February 15th. And that's going to be with AMA Iowa, and that's their February social media discussion group. And this one will be kind of fun because they're going to be talking about 2018 social media trends. So we've already mentioned a lot of them here recently.
We're going to recap all of them. Yeah, we just had a news story today, as a matter of fact, in the news segment about how Facebook is losing younger audiences. You know, as mom, dad, and grandma and grandpa get on Facebook, it's not as cool as some other things. And Snapchat seems to be taking over as far as especially 18 to 24-year-olds.
So that's really interesting also. Well, that whole migration with young people has been happening for, they've been talking about it for 2 years. But there's always like a migration to Snapchat's been happening for about a year. And now my sons that are in their 20s are big Snapchat users complaining about, and maybe you know about this, about ads, and they've reconfigured it. And some people were on the beta, so they already are used to it. The people that just rolled out over the weekend were complaining about how weird it is. And I actually haven't played around with it, but all of my sons were like, oh, you have to go through this and before you can see the stories you want to see. And I don't know.
Mm. Is that accurate?
We're asking our local Snapchat expert over here.
Yeah, there was recently an update that changed the layout of it. So now you have different tabs where instead of you, before you had all the people you followed on Snapchat on one page. Now you have all your friends. That means you follow them and they follow you back. And then on the other page, you have more, it's a, like a discover page now, and those are the people that you follow that might not follow, that won't follow you back, like celebrities or people like that. And there's a lot more ads now in between when you're going through stories. Ads pop up a lot more, it seems, anyways.
That's what they were saying, and that now I understand more about the tabs. So, and actually YouTube is putting a tab system on that they just, I didn't get to read it, it just was out today. So they're kind of segregating things. And I know Facebook was talking about having the Discover tab. They've rolled it out in beta in other countries. So it seems like this is what's happening, is we're sort of like dividing these audiences. So what do you think about it? Is it annoying or
something to get used to? As with any update, just like whenever Facebook changes the way things look, it's always annoying. I think it's annoying. I don't personally like it, but I always think, well, they've put money and research into figuring this out, so maybe I'm gonna end up liking it more. But as of right now, I don't like it at all.
I think they're trying to
Most people don't, it seems. That's what social media has been all.
See, change is not only difficult for us old people, it's also difficult for younger people.
But the thing is though they have to make money.
Yeah, sure.
I think they play around with ways that they can balance the user experience against the ads and making money, because otherwise, I think, I don't know if Twitter still made any money.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had the story last week. Twitter finally posted a profit.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And it wasn't a little profit either. It was pretty substantial.
So they have to do these things. And I always tell people, as much as you hate it, if you would hate it more for them to just go all away altogether. I've had a couple of things that I really love technology-wise that just went away because they couldn't figure out how to monetize it.
Yeah,
so
it happens a lot.
That's the thing. So anyway, that there'll be a trend discussion on Thursday morning early. And so you can hear more about other people's take on these, because it's sort of a discussion in that way. So then we do have really coming up next week more. We got Capital for Your Business, February 22nd, coming up.
Christina Moffitt was in talking about that.
Yeah, that'll be, I heard really good things about it last year as well. And I think you get a binder and some things to take away. So it would be valuable to attend. Then there's going to be the First Friday series, also through the partnership, Whitney Warren, I'm not familiar with, so you'll have to read up on that more. That's a look ahead to March 2nd. And then we also have Accelerate DSM coming up in April. So another thing just down the road a little bit. AMA Iowa also will be having on February 23rd. So just around the corner.
Is that their luncheon thing?
That's going to be their AMA Iowa Experience.
That's right.
Right. So this is kind of one of their bigger annual events. They have a couple that are bigger. And this year it's Navigating the Changing Marketing Landscape. So we just keep talking about change, and there's a lot of changes that are down the pike, I think, in 2018.
AMA AMA, Iowa, American Marketing Association, Iowa, they sent you and I an invite to go there and cover that.
Oh, so, for this year again? Yeah, awesome. So, well, we've had a great time doing that in the past, and they always have good speakers. It's a full day, 9 to 5, so it's on, that's, again, Friday, February 23rd. So if you can, you know.
Swing it.
Yeah, if you can twist your, if you're self-employed or can twist your boss's arm, that's a really good one
good
to attend. So those are the
also Mike Caldwell has Startup Stories coming up. I think it's this week.
Oh my goodness!
He's going to be in tomorrow, and so yeah, he's going to. And you know what it's going to be about? It's going to be about Liz Liggett and Adore Your Walls.
Yes, you know what? I did have that on my schedule. I apologize. The Square One is also part of the partnership, but they list their things a little bit separately, so I missed getting it on my calendar, but I'll add it. And I did see that because I got the newsletter from
there. You go.
So.
And also, I think, is it tomorrow? Wait a minute. Let me look. You know, there's so many things going on all the time. And I think there's a regional breakfast. Where is it at? I thought it was going to be on the 14th, maybe on the 15th. Anyway, there's a regional breakfast coming up with the, it's the Urbandale Chamber. That's
right.
Urbandale Chamber Regional Breakfast. And that's something that's happening at Whole Foods Market on University Avenue in West Des Moines. And, you know, they get along. This is another networking event. If you happen to be a member of your local chamber, you can certainly go to this. All they ask is that you register. It's a free event. And it's happening out at Whole Foods out there by Best Buy.
And you could go to the Greater Des Moines Partnership. They have an event tab. And the nice thing is that they'll kind of put together all the events that are happening in all the various chambers. And they will sort of identify which ones you can check out. But some of the big, like Urbandale has quite a few really nice events that they do that are also open.
Absolutely. So, good stuff. All over the metro. Things for you to go to and to take part in. But yeah, AMA Iowa, that's going to be fun. That's on the 23rd, you said.
All right.
Got to be there. All right. Thank you very much. Well, I hope you get to feeling better.
Well, I could keep this voice as long as I didn't have to cough.
Well, yeah.
I've held in the cough.
You've got this this lower sultry voice,
yes.
Right? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I don't like everything else that comes with it, though. So.
I understand. All right. We got to clear on out of here for why? Well, it's almost 6 o'clock, and that means that we got to go. They kick us out of the studio about that time. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackett-Miller is our producer. He's the guy that is here each and every day making sure that this goes out over the radio, and also we get our podcast information from that. And you can find, if you missed any of our conversation today with Mary Bontrager or with Laura Kennard, you can pick those up on our podcast. You can find those on Podbean. You can also find them on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and on Stitcher. We're all over the place. Just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour. All right, along with Tyler Hackett-Miller, the program director for the radio station, is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group, well, that would happen to be Jeff Delvaux. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. You want some really great music for your business or your podcast or something like that that's really cool? Get a hold of us and we'll put you in touch with James Goodlett. Good guy. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.